This is Fair Issues on the Mormon Faircast. This week's article is entitled, Book of Mormon Geography May Be Smaller Than You Think, by Michael R. Ash, read by Stephen Densley, Jr. This and other articles by Michael Ash can be found at DeseretNews.com. This article was used by permission of the author and Mormon Times. As explained last week, ancient historians often understood things differently than we do today. It was pointed out, for example, that the term Earth was not understood in the same way that 20th century people understand the term Earth. By applying this same ancient understanding to Book of Mormon authors, we gain new insight to the lands that were likely inhabited by the Nephites and Lamanites. When modern Americans read that the Nephite lands were nearly surrounded by water, and that a narrow neck of land separated the land northward from the land southward, we tend to instinctively visualize the narrow corridor of modern Panama and how it connects North America to South America. What are the chances that an author in 600 BC would have visualized this in the same way? It's doubtful that in the absence of modern maps, satellite photos, and a modern understanding of our planet, Book of Mormon authors understood the geographical shape of North and South America, or that they were bracketed by the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. Ancient people tended to view the world on a much smaller scale than we do today. For them, the world consisted of those areas in which they were able to make contact. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 12, for instance, we read that the Lord caused the land of Egypt to be swarmed by locusts. Yet in verse 15, we read that the locusts covered the face of the whole earth. Obviously, the whole earth still referred to Egypt. Likewise, in Luke chapter 2, verse 1, we read that Caesar Augustus sent a decree to tax all the world. But no one believes that Augustus was taxing all the people in Europe, Asia, and the Americas. Most people were surprised to hear that about 95% of the Old Testament took place in an area only 150 miles long and less than 75 miles wide. Ancient Jerusalem encompassed a mere 13 acres. This is a remarkably small area when we recall that 640 acres are needed to cover a square mile, or that the Smith family farm, where Joseph had his first vision, covered about 100 acres. When we examine the actual text of the Book of Mormon and put aside our assumptions and traditional interpretations influenced by our modern worldviews, it becomes apparent that most of the Book of Mormon also took place in a limited geographic area. Book of Mormon travel distances, where noted, are always mentioned in terms of how long the trip took. All travel distances that we can decipher indicate a very limited scale, probably no more than a few hundred miles, perhaps a total area about the size of Tennessee. While there are a number of different theories as to the location of Book of Mormon events, most LDS scholars believe they happened in Central America. This theory naturally raises the question, what do we do with the many statements made by various general authorities and even prophets that suggests that the Nephites and Lamanites covered the entire Western Hemisphere, or that Book of Mormon events took place in the United States? Such concerns bring us back to our earlier discussions on the difference between the revelatory and non-revelatory comments of church leaders. There is no revelation on Book of Mormon geography. There is no official LDS position. In the absence of revelation, prophets, like anyone else, are free to draw conclusions based on evidence and analysis. Statements based on personal analysis, however, do not constitute official doctrine. More on Book of Mormon geography in a future issue. Another interesting ancient insight into the Book of Mormon is hyperbole, or exaggeration. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 9, for instance, we read that Judah and Israel had a combined army of about 1.3 million soldiers. Scholars believe this is a ridiculously high number for two tribal armies in 1000 BC. There were only about 1.4 million active duty American soldiers in 2001. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 20, we read that the Israelites utterly destroyed the Amalekites, their enemies. Several chapters later, however, the Amalekites were still giving them fits. Such instances of ancient textual hyperbole should help us understand the Book of Mormon's references to how many people were slain in battle, the number of soldiers, or if really all Jaredites were exterminated. In the next few issues, we'll continue our discussion of the Book of Mormon text and work our way into a discussion about the coming forth of the English translation. If you like this podcast, you can help promote it by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Post a link on your blog and Facebook page and tell your friends about us. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Michael R. Ashe is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or of Fair.